In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. I've heard it said that once you leave home, you can never go back. Apparently, my adult children didn't get the memo. I believe that this adage is partly true. You can never go back home without things being a little different. The act of separating out triggers clarity as to what issues we own and what may, in fact, be family dynamics. But even when we re-enter the system a little wiser, a little more mature, it doesn't take long before we fall back into familiar patterns. Only now we can see them, and so we have less tolerance for them. So returning home is possible, but it isn't easy. A little grace is a welcome ingredient. In our gospel this morning, we hear the parable of the prodigal son. Now, this is a pretty familiar story to most of us, but somehow it always tends to stir me up. Your perspective on this story probably has something to do with the stage of life that you're in. Ready to be on your own, you might actually feel that restlessness of the younger son. Or if you're a parent of someone who has become estranged, you understand all too well the longing of this forlorn father. Maybe you feel a little bit of that older brother's angst at what seems unfair and dismissive of his faithfulness. Extravagant grace, even without repentance. Manipulative behavior unchecked, resentment and hostility unresolved. Jesus takes this messy family to teach us about kingdom values. Jesus told this story in response to the grumblings of the Jewish elite who accused him of consorting with the unwashed sinners, welcoming them to his table. Guilty by association, they sought to discredit him. But Jesus spoke of a grace that challenges human reason, that defies cultural norms. An agrarian society, the land and its ownership was their livelihood, their standing in the community, their honor. In a patriarchal system, a child does not demand their inheritance. Reconciliation was counterintuitive to those laws that would demand justice when wrongdoing happened. The restoration of relationship came at great cost to the father's honor, to the brother's trust. Despite a broken heart, unmerited grace was given freely. Isn't that just our story with God? We break God's heart every single day. And even when we begrudgingly come back, God runs to us with open arms and welcomes us home. But I don't believe that Jesus tells this story just to remind us of God's extravagant love. He challenges those grumbling Pharisees who stand in resentment, having been faithful Jews to their God of justice. He points to their entitlement and their righteous judgment. This, too, is a place of alienation, a place many committed Christians visit. Do we stand outside the banquet, fuming because we have followed all the rules? Do we distance from God when life seems unfair? Jesus asks us to consider if we would welcome him with open arms, if he came in the form of an unwashed sinner. Miroslav Volf, a Croatian theologian, writes about his wartime experiences that brought him face to face with the issues of reconciliation. He offers us some wisdom in his book, Free of Charge, Giving and Forgiving in a Culture Stripped of Grace. He suggests that God gives and forgives so that we can become joyful givers and forgivers. God's redemption allows us to redeem difficult situations and recreate the good with God as our source of strength. According to Volf, we live out God's purpose for our lives as we receive God's grace and then become instruments of God's love. Miroslav challenges our notions of God as the negotiator who's willing to make a deal, or perhaps the divine Santa Claus who just showers us with undeserved giving and forgiving. Make no mistake, God has a purpose for each one of us and holds us accountable. Our grateful response to being forgiven is to forgive others. Repentance is not a condition of forgiveness, it's its consequence. During a Lenten study 2 Lents ago, we read this book, or we studied parts of this book, and the question came up, should we be reconciled with those who are unrepentant or unchanged? It's a subtle but important nuance that sometimes we can be reconciled in our hearts, but choose not to subject ourselves to further hurt. The very act of forgiveness can actually become the change agent. If we explore this story from Volf's paradigm, kingdom values do not keep score, and there's always enough love to go around. We're asked to choose to be in relationship rather than to just be right. This comes sometimes at great cost to our pride, to our sense of entitlement, or even our belief in what is right. But we are enabled to do this by the grace we've already been given by God. And this parable reminds us that kingdom values set God's love as a priority. God gives us glimpses into these sacred moments, such as beside the bed of a loved one at the end, or in a vulnerable exchange of truth between friends. Opening our arms to give and receive grace, we let go of the things that divide us, and we welcome and invite the possibilities for new relationship. We all long to be welcomed home, and we've all been empowered to run towards the other. A heart of gratitude encourages this kind of generosity. So this season of Lent offers us a time to reflect upon where our hearts need to change. This parable challenges us to search for ways to be reconciled to God and to one another. Is there someone in your life to whom you need to be reconciled, where you could extend grace, someone who's waiting for you to come home? What do you harbor that creates distance from God or from another person? Is there a stranger in your midst that seems lost and in need of God's love? I pray that God will reveal to each one of us how we can live God's extravagant grace. Our former presiding bishop, Catherine Jefford Shorey, wrote this about this parable. We all ache for a community that takes us in with all our warts and quirks and petty meanness, and yet they still celebrate when they see us coming. That vision of homegoing and homecoming that underlies our deepest spiritual yearnings is also the job assignment given to us in baptism. Go home, and while you're at it, help build a home for everyone on earth. For none of us can truly find rest in God until all our brothers and sisters have also been welcomed home like the prodigal. Amen.